This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined this morning by our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, love to hear from you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. How you guys doing this morning? CJ, how you been, man?
Doing great. A little snow on the ground out there.
Just a little bit. Malia, how have you been?
Very good. I thought CJ was out building a snowman.
that's what we're going to do after the show today, actually. Yeah. I think that's our, that's our plan for the afternoon. Definitely be careful as you travel around town this morning with the slippery road conditions. A couple of things to keep in mind. Of course, the website for Kloss Financial, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial. If you scroll down, by the way, to the bottom as well, there's a little envelope that says Stay Current. You can sign up there for the weekly Market Pulse News. Newsletter. It is a fantastic snapshot. Each week you get in your inbox of what's going on in the markets. Also a link to the most recent podcast. Again, just get to klossfinancial.com. You can learn more about Kloss Financial from the website. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or again, if you have questions this morning, love to hear from you at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll also talk about some great options if you want to email your question in. Of course, the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the program. One more final thing before we get going on this week's topic, which is Roth versus traditional. Kloss quiz question of the week. Can't forget about that one coming up a little bit later in the program. Friends from Kloss will have a chance for you to win a $25 gift card to Home Depot. How the Kloss quiz question of the week works is you'll get a question, and of course, the answer will come up typically during the program. We'll tell you all the details of how you can win a little bit later on in the show. Before we get our conversation going about Roth versus traditional, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss quiz question of the week. Not only do the question, but get the answer as well.
Yes, we had a lot of listeners and call-ins last week, so thanks for listening. Our winner was Ron of Monona. He correctly answered the question, what is the website where you can sign up to see your future Social Security benefit? And that would be ssa.gov. And please, if you didn't hear our program last week, go ahead and go to that website, sign up for your account. If you're waiting around for that nice little green and white paper to come in your mailbox telling you how much you're going to make with Social Security in the future, you might be waiting a long time because they don't seem to be coming out. So go to that website, ssa.gov. Congratulations to Ron. Thanks for listening.
Good job, Ron. And we'll have another chance for everyone to win this week. Again, $25 gift card to Home Depot. Tell you a little bit more about the Kloss quiz question week a little bit later on the program. So today we're going to be exploring the question, of course, which is better when it comes to contributing to your retirement saving? Is it either Roth retirement accounts or those traditional ones? What's the guidance there?
Yeah, so first, let's be clear that adding money to any retirement account is step number one. So I think Dave Ramsey, actually, a financial guru, does a really good job of pointing this out to people. So a lot of times people like us in the financial services industry, we get pretty nerdy about this. And we're like, which one's better? And how can we optimize and, you know, get the best out of everything? And that's good, by the way. But the most important thing is pay down your debt and save, right, at a very simplistic level. And we would echo Dave Ramsey's sentiment as it relates to that. Pay down debt and save. Pretty simple. But once you're doing that, then quickly other questions come up, right? Those questions such as, should I do Roth versus pre-tax, whether this be in your 401k or your IRA? Or should I be doing, you know, really aggressive stocks or conservative bonds? And so that's what we're going to be addressing here today. So first, let's establish an understanding of the difference between Roth IRAs and traditional IRAs. And then again, between Roth 401ks and traditional 401ks. A Roth IRA is a special retirement account that you fund with post-tax income. There's no upfront tax deduction for Roth IRA contributions. Whereas with traditional IRA or traditional 401k contributions, there is an upfront tax deduction. Roth IRAs have the same contribution limits as traditional IRAs. And those contribution limits, at least in 2020 now, are $6,000 for people who are under the age of 50, or $7,000 for people who are over the age of 50. That is for up to the maximum of your earned income. By the way, these Roth IRA or traditional IRA contribution limits are the same as they were in 2019. 401k contribution limits have gone up, which we'll be talking about in a moment, but IRA contributions from 2019 to 2020 have not. So again, remember, in a Roth IRA or Roth 401k situation, you do pay taxes now. Okay, so that's kind of the big thing is if you're going to swap from, hey, I'm just doing normal. A lot of people call it normal, right? I'm doing normal or traditional or pre-tax, right? That is kind of what we call the traditional savings route. If you're doing that and you suddenly swap your 10% from normal to Roth, your paycheck will go down. I was pointing. People can't see me pointing at Sean.
I was doing like this. I'm like, wait, I should probably.
We've done this for a while, Sean. Yes. We should know better than think people can see us.
Yes.
So you have to be careful of that. People go, oh, I want to do that Roth thing. And they jump on board and then they call me up and they go, I'm making less money. And I go, no, you're just paying taxes now. So if you earn less than the maximum contribution limit, you can contribute only as much as you earn. So for example, if you earn $3,000, but you want to max out that IRA at $6,000, you can't do it. You have to have enough earned income. So if you earn $3,000, you could hypothetically put in $3,000. But by the way, that's assuming you need no money to live off of. So again, just remember only as much as you earn. And secondarily, remember, you could make a contribution for a non-working spouse if you have enough earned income to cover both you and the spouse.
Really nice overview. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial and the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. So when it comes to the requirements for a Roth IRA, what do we need to know there? How do you qualify? Can you put money away into both a Roth IRA and a traditional IRA? What's kind of the ins and outs there?
Yes. Yeah, so as CJ pointed out, the one key item here is you have to have earned income, okay? It can't be just like I found some money in my savings account and I want to put it into a Roth. You actually have to have some earned income from a job. But what's interesting about this is it's a great savings tool starting people early. So in other words, if you have a child, a grandchild who's earning some income, I know my daughter 10 years ago, she was giving violin lessons. And, you know, it was starting to accumulate that money. So we put it in a Roth because there's no age restrictions on when you can start pounding money into a Roth with earned income. So keep that in mind. There's no age limit on being able to add money to a Roth IRA. If you make too much money, and that's what a lot of people are worried about. They're like, oh, I think I make too much. I can't even put anything in. You may be able to make a partial contribution. Keep that in mind, depending on where you fall with your income. So we like to point out, you know, changes every year and phase outs in 2020. The phase out range for taxpayers wanting to put money into a Roth IRA is between $196,000 for individuals to $206,000 for married couples filing jointly. So what you want to understand is that it's not that you might not be able to put into money into your Roth, but you may not be able to get credit for it, so to speak. So total contribution, this is another important thing to understand. People say, well, I want to put some into a Roth and some into a traditional, and I don't understand. Well, the point here is that the total amount you can put in, that doesn't change. So if your limits this year, which is a max of $6,000 into a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA, you could do $3,000 and $3,000. You could do $4,000 and $2,000. You could do whatever combination you wanted to do, but you cannot do $6,000 and $6,000. So it's the total amount of your contribution that cannot exceed that. If you're over 50 by the end of the year, you can put away as much as $7,000. So just keep in mind the eligibility limits, depending on your income. keep in mind, there's no age restriction. And finally, the contribution level has to be within those guidelines.
Really good explanation there. Talking this morning with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn more about Kloss Financial. They're separate divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, all online at klossfinancial.com. Pick a phone, give them a call now. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, there is no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Telephone number here at the station if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air. We'll continue our conversation with CJ, Malia, and you next. We'll talk a little bit about some of the benefits, also the flexibility when it comes to Roth IRAs. We'll find that out from CJ and Malia next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
We like things concise, maybe not that concise. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Talking about Roth versus traditional IRAs, some of the benefits, some of the areas of each. And we left off talking a little bit about some of the requirements for a Roth IRA. Let's talk then about some of those benefits when it comes to owning a Roth IRA.
Yeah, so to reiterate what Malia just mentioned before, there are income limits on eligibility to contribute to a Roth IRA. If you're married filing jointly, that income limit it phases out completely at about $206,000 of joint taxable income. And then if you're individual, it's $139,000 where that phase out completely goes away. So you'll hear some people say, I can't do a Roth. And I just want to, we're going to be addressing this a little bit later in the show, but at a high level, Roth IRAs, income limits and phase outs, right? Yep. So you could earn too much and you can't put money into a Roth then. Roth 401ks, which we'll talk about in a moment, no income limits. So sometimes at cocktail parties, I love this, people go, oh, I just can't do those Roths. It's really, they're trying to make a statement about how much money they make, right? Because I chuckle at it because I'm like, well, you probably have a 401k and it probably doesn't impact you at all. But thank you for letting me know that you make over $200,000. I appreciate that. Okay, we digress. So, you know, why should I put money in a Roth IRA? Or what is a determining factor? And really, it has to do with your tax bracket today versus the expectation of your tax bracket in the future. Let me reiterate that. The decision should be broken down to your tax bracket today versus your expectation of taxes in the future. I want to point out a couple of things. About 46% of Americans pay no federal income tax. Let me repeat that. About 46% of Americans pay no federal income tax. Those people should absolutely be doing only Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks because the after-tax portion is not going to be federally taxed. So sure, put money in after-tax into a Roth, have it grow tax-free, and then pull it out tax-free in retirement when you were paying zero in the first place. 46% of people listening to me right now should be doing Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks exclusively. Okay? That's the drop the mic moment.
Yeah, it is.
But for some people who are in higher income tax brackets, they make an error. They say, oh, well, I'm in a top tax bracket, but I'd rather have tax-free money in the future, so I'm going to do a Roth IRA or Roth 401k. And I say, wait, hit the pause button. Do you expect that when you're in retirement with no debt, your kids off on your own, that you're going to have the same taxable income as you do now, Mr. or Mrs. Physician making $400,000 a year? The answer is usually no. So they might be better off doing a pre-tax contribution. So just remember, the decision is based upon federal income tax bracket today versus expectation of federal income tax bracket in the future. So, you know, obviously I mentioned a couple things. Malia brought up a great example of her daughter. Roth IRAs are a wonderful tool for your young children. Once they start earning some income, even if they spent all that money, by the way, the IRS still says they have earned income. Maybe you bring in some of the money to make that contribution for them, because the IRS doesn't care where the money comes from. They just have to have earned income to offset the contribution.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with CJ Klaassen, Malia Cuevas. Had that mic drop moment a little earlier. I'm still trying to process some of that stuff. Really good stuff. Of course, they are our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial. Their website, klaasfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. So while we're talking about some of the benefits of owning a Roth IRA, what about flexibility? Is there more room there when it comes to doing different things compared with a kind of that traditional IRA? Did we lose Malia? Uh-oh. Malia?
There might have been something. That's okay. I'll take it.
Okay, I'm here.
Oh, there we go. All right. It's worried.
So there's rules associated with everything, unfortunately. So we hear there's flexibility, but there's still some rules to understand. So one thing with a Roth IRA is you can withdraw your contributions at any time without taxes or penalty. Keyword, contributions. So although you normally need to hold the Roth IRA account open for at least 5 years, and you need to be at least 59 and a half before you can tap those earnings tax-free, penalty-free. The point is we're talking earnings there. What you put in, the principal, so to speak, can be removed without penalty. So keep that in mind as you open up those IRAs. And there are exceptions. People hear about being able to take money out to purchase a first home, like a $10,000 amount to pull out. So there's different situations where you may be able to take money out without a penalty. But again, we're very much of the thought process that if you're putting money into retirement accounts, we'd like it to be there for you when you get to retirement. Another important thing to understand is there's no mandatory withdrawal. So Roth IRA account holders are never forced to withdraw money out for your required minimum distributions. Now, we spent a lot of time the last couple of weeks talking about the Secure Act, which just passed in December of 2019. So RMDs have been pushed out for traditional IRA account holders to age 72. But for a Roth IRA, you are not required to take distributions out for required minimums. So that's particularly useful to have that understanding, especially when you're looking at future estate planning. So as long as you have earned income, this is where you want to look at, as CJ said, about tax brackets and so forth. You can continue to make contributions to a Roth IRA as long as you stay within the income limits, or as long as you have earned income. And the Secure Act did change the savings into traditional IRAs that used to be 7.5, and now you can continue to contribute into those as well. So, yeah, a little more flexibility on the other end as well to consider.
Great news there for sure. Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaas, our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial. Online, klaasfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It's 442-5637. Again, 442-5637 for Klaas Financial. Continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll also do the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with CJ Klaas and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial, the website klaasfinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. Going to get to the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week in just a moment. But first, what about Roth 401ks? Some workplaces may have those available. Are those returns better? What do we need to know there?
Yeah, so very commonly people will make this mistake of associating a tax treatment of a retirement account with returns, right? So they'll say, hey, I have an IRA or a 401k or a Roth IRA or whatever it might be, and this one gets a better return than that one. And truth be told, you're mixing concepts. There's tax treatment and then there's investments, right? So underneath these umbrellas of tax treatments, Roth IRA, Roth 401k, traditional IRA, you know, there's investments and expenses. So each account can be invested in the exact same stuff, but the expenses might be different depending upon who you're choosing to have manage it. But don't mix those concepts. We're focusing on tax treatment here at this point. That's what a Roth versus traditional is really all about. But as I mentioned earlier in the show, very commonly people make this mistake of, I earn too much money to do Roths. No. You earn too much money to do a Roth IRA. But if your employer offers a workplace 401k plan or 403b that offers a Roth savings option, there is no income limitation. It's one reason that we at Kloss Financial are huge proponents of going to corporations and saying you need to get a 401k plan. Because if you don't, you're literally limiting your employees' ability to save for their future. And then if you're going to have a 401k, offer both pre-tax and Roth. So one thing to be aware of is that contribution limits into 401k plans and 403bs went up in 2020. So the new contribution limit, if you're under the age of 50, is $19,500. And if you're over the age of 50, there's an additional catch-up of $6,500. If you merge those two numbers together, it gets you to $26,000 is your total contribution maximum if you're over the age of 50. So one other quick reminder, if you do a Roth 401k and then you separate from service and you reach your required minimum distribution age, it's really weird. They require you to take a minimum distribution from your Roth 401k. It's bizarre. So our comment would be, don't leave the money in the old plan in the Roth 401k. Just roll it over to a Roth IRA and then those minimum distributions won't kick in. So just some particulars. It's one of the reasons we tell people you're going to want to eventually talk to a professional because there's a lot of quirky things that go on here.
Really good stuff. And you may have also heard CJ mention, if you are a business owner, an employer out there, of course, Kloss 401k, one of the divisions of Kloss. You can learn more about them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, that number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to their telephone number now because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, Kloss will get you a $25 gift card to the Home Depot. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the maximum contribution you can make into a Roth 401k in 2020 if you are over 50 years old? Is it $19,500 or $26,000? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to the Home Depot. And again, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss. Number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. We'll be checking in with Dr. Hempkiss next from Advocate MD, 1310 WIBA News Times 835.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.